There was recently a programme on Channel 4 on a Wednesday evening called Secret Shopper with Mary Portas, in which she visits shops mostly in the high street, or mostly large retailers. And she focuses on service. Interesting thing is, I do believe not a lot of businesses have made the realisation that by improving your service, you actually are likely to have people come back more often, and when they do come back, are more likely to spend more and certainly more willing to buy from you. Because what we really like is to know that you care, to know that you're interested, to know that you want to help them. The bland, me-too, checkout-style approach that many retail establishments have does not cut it with most people. So well done to Mary Portas for doing this program, and also looking at improving service throughout the country, because generally service is great in the UK. However, I do have one issue with the program, and that is, as somebody who works with small businesses day in, day out, many of the people who would be watching programs like that would be small business owners. And also a similar one that's been on over the years with Gordon Ramsay, where he does a similar thing with restaurants. What happens in these programs, and I know this is aimed at television, but you always end up with a business having a complete makeover. There's a team comes in, they redesign the restaurant and get new menus, or they redesign the retail outlet and have a new approach to retail, which is all fantastic stuff. I understand that. However, for small businesses, that does lead the impression that to improve things, you do need to rebrand yourself, to have a new image. And the fact is that you don't. The reality is there is very few businesses in the UK that could not be improved. Let me rephrase that in a more positive sense. Every single business could be improved by minor changes in service and approach without spending any money. You do not have to rebrand your business. So for anybody who's seen this program is thinking, well, I can't do it in my business because I need to rebrand it. Not true. You can get away with improvements in service without rebranding. In fact, if you do improve your service, you find it will positively impact your bottom line. But well done to Mary for bringing it to the nation's attention.